The movie Captain Phillips, which features Tom Hanks in the title role besieged by Somali pirates, was nominated for a ton of awards. There was less critical acclaim for Tom Hanks's Boston accent in the film, which brings us to a new movie about mobster Whitey Bulger. It's been filming in and around Boston for months with a list of high-profile actors, including Johnny Depp, all trying to get that accent just right. And as Anne Mostu of member station WGBH reports in this encore, Bostonians say this could make or break the movie.
There are plenty of films about the Boston mob.
Put the gun down, all right? I came here to talk some
Hands!
Sense into you. You didn't come here to talk, all right? You came here to get arrested.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Jack Nicholson worked with Hollywood dialect coach Tim Monick to nail that South Boston accent in The Departed.
You know John Lennon.
Yeah, sure. He was a president before Lincoln.
And from The Fighter, about Lowell, Massachusetts boxer Mickey Ward, who could forget the infamous pack of sisters?
Get that hands off my sister!
Now!
Charlene!
Gail! Oh my God, what'd you do to your nose?
It probably helped that one of those sisters, actress Erica McDermott, hails from Cambridge. Then there are the not-so-good accents. Ask Boston residents who fails, and they mention Diane Lane in A Perfect Storm.
Remember, I'll always love you, Christina. I love you now, and I'll love you forever. There's no goodbye.
Or Julianne Moore on 30 Rock.
That house is never going to sell. I'm going to take it off the market and see what happens in a year or so.
Well, what about your plans? The condo, the store for pale teens?
I can't run a store and make change for people.
I'll tell you, the Boston accent is tough. I think it's a very tough accent to do.
Joe Stapleton has been an actor and a dialect coach in Boston for more than 20 years.
A couple things you have to keep in mind. You're in a rush. Hi, how are you? How's everything going? How you doing? And you don't move your lips a lot.
Directors drill actors over and over again. Boston native and casting director Angela Perry says they sometimes use her voice as an example.
Like, they'll have me read pages of the script and then send it off to the lead actor and he'll listen to the accent.
When an actor is a lost cause, Perry goes to the streets. She cast the movies American Hustle, Ted, and The Fighter.
Boston is great because we have so many characters. Like the sisters, I went everywhere. We saw over 500 girls to pull those sisters together.
But the locals are also tough critics. They're listening closely to the accent.
I definitely think it matters. You know, depending on the movie, a bad one can just kind of take you out of the movie and just ruin it, basically.
Brendan Lynch grew up not far from Whitey Bulger. He says he's eager to see the mobster portrayed on screen, and he enjoys the variations in accents.
I don't think Alec Baldwin did the best job in the world in The Departed, but I thought he did a really good job in the role. So I don't think it necessarily hurt. But no, I don't get offended. It's just, you know, they're trying.
Trying, even if the roles have become a bit of a cinema stereotype. But it's business for coaches like Joe Stapleton. He starts every actor with the same lesson.
Moving, talking, looking. Walking. And those are the couple of things you can kind of keep, you know, when you're first starting out. And the first one you probably want to try to master is, hi, how are ya?
Hi, how are ya? Try it for yourself. For NPR News, I'm Boston native Anne Mostu.